Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Nancy Heck, Certified Financial Planner Professional at the Certified Financial Group. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Kyle.
How are you guys today?
Great. Beautiful morning.
Yes, nice and cool, crisp this morning.
Just not so muggy. It's just about a little bit warmer. Like 10 degrees warmer would make me happy.
Okay, 10 degrees. Yeah, I've got a 5-degree cushion in there, so I'll meet you halfway on that. Otherwise, it was a little bit cooler than January morning, but we've had a couple of passes. I know that's cold fronts coming in, and, we've got the 40s on the way, and that's getting a little too cold.
Yes.
But it's actually quite good fire pit weather at evening.
That's right. That's true. Yeah,
that is
true.
Very true.
Yes, that's the exciting
part. So we'll be at your house tonight.
So this is our fireside chat on the radio this morning. Joe Bird, what are we talking about?
Nancy and I are here to talk to you and answer questions that you might have regarding questions on your personal finances, things that you're trying to make decisions about. This is the only financial call-in show that's hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Nancy and I and 10 other Certified Financial Planners, a Certified Financial Group, do financial planning and investment management for a fee on Monday through Friday. But on Saturday morning, we are here absolutely free. So what we do is... Financial planners, as we get you to and through retirement, we deal with those issues that you have, how to take those assets that hopefully you've accumulated over your working lifetime, your IRA, your 401k, your 457, your 403b, any other outside savings and investments, and then turn them into a stream of income to make those paychecks continue when you stop getting your current paycheck from your employer. So if you're at or near retirement, this is specifically for you. And we are here to take questions about your mutual funds, about your 401k, about your IRA, questions that you might have about reverse mortgages, about stocks, bonds, real estate, long-term health care, annuities, all that and more. These are things that Nancy and I deal with every day, day in and day out. And as I said, we work with our clients on a fiduciary basis where we're obligated to put your interests before ours. It's a legal obligation that we have as a fiduciary and as a certified financial planner. That goes without saying. But in addition to that, our firm, Certified Financial Advisory Corp, which is a subsidiary of CFG, has been certified for fiduciary excellence by the Center for Fiduciary Excellence. So we're very proud of that as well. So anyway, we are here this morning to answer your questions. And if you have any questions about your personal finances, the good news for you is the lines are absolutely wide open. And also, we are on Facebook Live. So if you want to take a peek here in the studio and take a look at Nancy and me here behind the microphones, you're welcome to do that. All you have to do is go to your Facebook page, type in Certified Financial Group in the search page there, and we will pop up. And in addition to that, Chris Todvine, our colleague who is a certified financial planner and also has a master's degree in financial planning, is at the office this morning to answer questions that you might have, detailed questions that take a little bit more explanation. And you can call him right now at 407-869-9800. That's 407-869-9800. 9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE. And if he doesn't answer the phone right away, it means he's working, chatting with another client or prospect, and you can leave him a message and he promises to get back to you within the hour. So Nancy and I are here, though, to take your questions. So let's make it interesting. I guarantee if you're thinking about something that you have a question about, there's probably 46 other people out there that have the same question, and we are, and you don't even have to use your real name, right, Nancy?
No.
Yep.
No.
So
we've
just
gotten
pick up
many calls from people that we may recognize their voices, and we have to remember to use the name that they give on the radio.
Yes, so we are here, and why don't you give up those numbers, Kyle?
844-220-0965. I was waiting for the magic numbers, Q. 844,
magic
yeah, there it are. 844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running as well, 21232. That is 21232, and of course you can go to Facebook, Certified Financial Group in the search bar, or On the Money podcast. We're there too as well. And you can check us out this morning and drop your question, any one of those fine things. But if you are texting at 21232, we just ask you to keep it about 160 characters because that's all we can see on the screen. Everything will get cut off, and we don't want to leave a detail out. Find yourself writing a short novel, that's what the phone lines are for. 844-220-0965. Topic of the day, Nancy Heck. My grandson is the 2.5-week-old genius.
Yes. Ooh. Yes. Smartest kid ever born.
That sounds like a grandmother, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes,
well, that's what grandmas are for.
Yes, exactly.
So a while ago, my husband got a phone call. And
it was your grandson.
He said hello. And the man said, hi, Grandpa. how are you? And my husband said, who is this? And he said, this is your grandson. I'm in trouble. I need money. To which my husband said to him, when did you learn to talk? And the guy said, what? And my husband said, well, you're not even going to be 2 weeks old until tomorrow.
One of those scams, huh?
And then the guy hung up the phone.
Uh-huh.
Which then led me to call my daughter and say, as soon as you get the Social Security number, you need to put a freeze on his credit,
yes.
Which she has done.
Mm-hmm.
Sad that at, 2 weeks old, the kid has a freeze on his credit.
Well, but you bring up a very good point, because a lot of folks don't realize that when the child is born today, they automatically get their Social Security number, and that number is out there, and then you don't know that your credit has been violated because somebody can steal that number, and then you go to apply for credit when you're 18 years old or 21 years old, and you find out somebody's been using your identity for the last 18 years.
Yeah, it's really sad, and it does happen. And then she said to me last week on Sunday, why did I have to sign for his birth certificate? It was mailed, in a package that she had to sign for, but his Social Security number was just sent to her in regular mail.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a little bit wacky also.
When you stop to think about it, I know it's happened to you, it's happened to me, you go in the doctor's office, everywhere you go today, they want your Social Security number.
Right.
And that number is all over the place. I mean, I've had a fraudulent tax return filed for me about 4 or 5 years ago, and I didn't realize it until I went to file my return, and the IRS came back and says, we already sent you your big refund.
Well,
I had no big refund. And so, it's dangerous.
He's the youngest person I know that now has to monitor his credit.
Yes,
but,
yeah.
I mean, it's something that we're always cautioning people to do.
Yep.
And there's a lot of great services. I don't want to endorse anybody over the air, but, we've used the service for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
To monitor things and have been very happy with it.
And cleaning that mess up is the problem.
Well,
that's forever.
Forever. Yes, I know, because I was a victim.
Oh.
So, it's not easy.
Nope.
Anyways, so it was an interesting phone call.
So he was able to talk at 2 weeks old. That's pretty
less
good.
Less than 2 weeks old.
Less than 2 weeks, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Less than 2 weeks, pretty good.
Okay.
All right, Kyle,
so
here we are.
It was interesting.
Kyle is on answering the phone. Here.
Well, we have time to get to Ed in Merritt Island if you want
to
get behind Ed. It's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. All right, Ed, you're up.
Hi, Ed. How
good
you
morning,
doing?
Good morning, Ed.
Real good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Just calling to find out the best way to finance a loan on a rental property that we just received. And for tax purposes and everything, we're looking to borrow about $50,000 for repairs on it.
Okay.
So how did you just receive it?
Right. Did you inherit the home?
My brother-in-law passed away and left it to us, and we need to get it up to speed.
All right. So you're looking to borrow some money to put some repairs in the home. How much are you looking for?
You said $50,000.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Around $50,000, we're guessing. We need a new roof, some windows, and
sure.
Okay, and you're doing this. Are you going to keep it as a rental property, or are you going to try and turn around and sell it?
We're going to keep it for rental.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And your question is how to do it.
Yes, sir.
Well, and I saw on the screen here you're asking whether or not you should borrow from your 401k.
That's one of the possibilities. We didn't know where to go with the home equity loan to a second mortgage. We're just figuring out the best way and still be able to keep our tax advantage at the end of the year on rentals if there is one there.
Well, using the home equity loan will get you an interest deduction because it's rental property. That's the benefit to it doing there. We use that if you take the money out of your 401k, you're borrowing from yourself and you're paying back the interest on your own. On a 401k loan, you're limited to 50% of your vested balance or $50,000, whichever is less. So I presume you have $50,000 or more in your 401k to borrow from if you want to do that.
We probably do, yes.
Okay. Now, you said your 401k is in your name alone, so you can't combine it with your spouse. Unless you borrow, you can borrow from both accounts.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Have you found out what, if you took a home equity, what the interest might be?
No, we have not done that yet. We're just in the beginning process.
Okay, and are you going to be managing the property yourself or hiring a property management company?
Right now we're going to do it ourselves and figure out how that goes.
Yeah. I would, if you're looking for the tax purposes, I would use the home equity loan.
And that's the
on the rental property.
That's the direction I'm leaning in also, mm-hmm. especially if you're going to be managing it yourself and then all the expenses are going to flow through back to you.
Right. Now you got to be careful. If you use the home equity loan on your own home, because of the larger standard deduction, you may not get the interest deduction on that. So you want to tie it into the rental property and tie that loan to the rental property, not to your personal home.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
Do you know what rates are going for the home equity loan right now?
Depending on your credit, you're probably looking at somewhere in the 4-5% range.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
All right, Ed.
Yes,
good luck to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Thanks for the call.
All righty, Ed, thanks so much. If you want Ed's line, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Texas up running at 21232. See if we can squeeze in Aaron in Sanford real quick. Aaron, go ahead. You're all the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
This is kind of a strange one. I run a contracting outfit, and I have a subcontractor coming back to me about checks that I had written him in 2014, two checks in 2014, one check in 2015, totaling about $21,000. He did not cash, and now he's coming back to me.
Okay.
Wanting a new check.
Okay.
I probably changed the computer system once or twice since then. We do quite a bit of work. It's probably on some external hard drive, someplace in the shelf. 6 years ago, it's kind of tough in the business to go back. I know the paper files are gone.
And what's your question?
But what do I do about this? I don't even bank with the same bank any longer.
Well,
how can I find out about? I don't think the bank.
You there?
History.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I would go back to the bank first and see if they you know, in the archives have copies of those checks.
Dissolved and turned into another bank.
Okay, wait a minute. He says he never cashed them?
That's correct, sir.
Well, then have him give you the checks back.
And write him a new one?
Yeah.
If he hasn't cashed
the checks, have him give you the checks back. You can verify
your
signature.
How do I know that he didn't just take a picture of it and process it that way?
No, did you gave him a physical check?
Yes.
Then you want the physical check back. If he has not cashed them, have him give you the physical check back.
Okay.
And you can tell it whether or not it's your check and your handwriting and your signature. I mean, that's pretty straightforward.
No, I'm just, I don't bank even with this institution any longer.
Well, that's okay.
No,
that's
fine. But by him handing you the physical check back, you have unequivocal proof that he did not cash those checks.
Okay. All right, and I guess that's my concern is, you know, whether he had them cashed and, you know, if he took a picture of them or what have you. I just don't have any way of going back.
I see what you're saying. So if he did electronic deposit, if he took a picture of the check and electronically deposited it and then cashed it out, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
I see where you're going. Okay.
No, I understood that. He has no way to verify that it has cleared or
right.
not
so
cleared.
So he can give him the check back. He can give him the check back, and it's still a good check, but he could have deposited it electronically.
Oh, yeah.
I would just think that monthly through my reconciliation that I would have picked up on this.
I mean, $21,000 is a little bit hard to miss.
Yes, it is. So I seem to fail to see how I could have missed such a large amount.
Right.
But we're talking about quite 6 years back. So,
sure.
You know,
sure.
It's kind of hard to recollect on those kind of matters.
I understand. I understand your dilemma now. I'm racking my brain here.
Why did he wait 6 years?
Yeah, that
that's a whole other issue.
Yeah, but why did he wait 6 years?
Yeah.
I mean, I try to demand proof, and then maybe you're going to have to meet halfway in the middle. You know, he waited so long, and he can't provide proof, and you can't unequivocally say that you paid him, so maybe go halvesies.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just like, you know, like IRS giving you a bill in the mail. Boom. I'm like, what? You know, kind of knocked my feet out from under me. And I like I said, I would think that my monthly reconciliation would have picked up on this. And I don't have any record of of this. So just very puzzling.
Yeah.
Yeah. See what he can present to you, and then you're going to have to go with your gut from there.
Okay, I appreciate it, folks.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty, Aaron. Thanks so much.
That's a tough one.
Tough situation.
Yeah, what do you do? You don't have your records from six years back.
I mean,
the banks are no longer there.
So, wow.
All right.
Okay.
Yep. All right, Aaron, thanks so much for the phone call. If you want Aaron's line, it's 844-220-0965, 844-220-0965. We got John and Lake Mary. John, hang on the line. Right, have to pause right after we get the three big things you need to know.
Yo.
Welcome back. We are live here on News 96.5 WDBO with On the Money with a certified financial group with Joe Burt and Nancy Heck live here in the studio taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. We are 2 minutes away from the latest news, weather, and traffic, so let's get to John Lake Mary real quick. John, go ahead.
John, good morning.
John. Thank you for holding for so long.
No problem. Hey, a couple callers ago, there was a gentleman that called in with a rental property that he inherited, and I had a very similar situation, and also I'm retired now, but I was a mortgage lender for about 35 to 40 years, and he's most likely not going to find somebody to give him a home equity loan on a rental property. I have a rental property in banks after the housing crisis, for the most part, stopped doing home equity lending on rental property. So his option is going to be to do a first mortgage cash out refinance, possibly, which unfortunately is going to incur probably closing costs. But the other thing I would strongly advise him to do is to contact a CPA before he does anything to make sure about the potential deductibility of whatever loan he chooses to get. Again, I had a very similar situation and found the advice of a CPA to be extremely helpful. So I just wanted to call. Hopefully he's still listening. And it's not to say there won't be somebody out there that'll do a home equity loan on a rental property, but generally speaking, that's a no-go in today's market.
Well, John, you're right. When he said home equity loan, I just flipped it in my mind to some form of first mortgage, and that's what I should have. I appreciate you clearing that up because you are right about that. Their home equity loans, as you know, are easier to get. They don't take all the underwriting generally that the mortgages do. And yeah, you're 100% right. I appreciate the call, especially the point about the CPA and being sure that you're going to qualify for the taxes.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your call.
All right, John. Thanks so much. Go to John's line. It's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. I do see we have a couple of text questions in at 21232 if you want to get in line on the text machine. Again, 21232. We are playing tomorrow
today
with the Certified Financial Group on News 96.5.
Big girls don't cry. Big girls don't cry.
And welcome back to On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5. WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Nancy Heck, Certified Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. And, of course, we're taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. And Joe, for anybody that may have joined us during the latest news, weather, and traffic, what can they call you about today?
Well, Nancy and I are here to take the questions that might be on your mind, decisions that you have to make regarding your personal finances. This program happens to be the only program in Central Florida that's hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. This is what Nancy and I and the 10 other Certified Financial Planners of Certified Financial Group do day in and day out for a fee on Monday through Friday. We do investment management. We do financial planning for a fee. And we are here this morning absolutely free. So if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, the good news for you is the lines. We have some open lines this morning that we can take those questions. But things that are on your mind regarding a decision you have to make about your IRA, about a 401k, a 457, about a reverse mortgage, about insurance, about annuities, about long-term health care, all that and more. These are the things that we deal with in helping our clients get to and through retirement. So if you have any questions about those issues, give us a call, and these magic numbers are
844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Text machine is up and running as well, 21232.
And if I may say, also, we are on Facebook Live, so if you want to stick your nose into the studio this morning, you can see Nancy and me live, and you can see what we're doing here behind the wonderful microphones here at the DBO Studios. Just go to your Facebook page, and in the search engine, type in Certified Financial Group. And also, if you have a more detailed question and you want to spend a little bit more time with a Certified Financial Planner professional, Chris Todvine, our colleague, is in our office this morning up in Altamont Springs, and you can reach him right now at 407-869-9800. That's 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTES if you're executing a legal document. So he's there to take your questions, and Chris is, in addition to being a certified financial planner, he also has a master's degree in financial planning. He's one of our newer colleagues. He has a great history. In fact, Chris at one time was the president and the chairman of the Central Florida Financial Planning Chapter, and he's a great guy. And he'd be happy to take your calls as well. So Nancy and I are here, and I see we have a couple of text questions we can jump to.
Yep, I'm going
to
jump into this first one here. A text to 21232. 63 years old, still employed, received AT&T buyout this year, placed in rollover IRA. Are withdrawals from this IRA taxed?
Yes, they are. And everybody knows that the money that you deposit into your qualified retirement account, being any type of 401k, 403b, traditional IRA, not Roth, it's not taxed dollars. So by the pension being paid out and put into the IRA account, those dollars have not yet been taxed. So this person can wait till age 72 to start taking the required minimum distributions under the new Secure Act. But every dollar that comes out is going to be taxed at whatever rate they're at the time of the withdrawals.
And because they're over 59 and a half, they can take it out without the 10% penalty. But Nancy's 100% right that any money that you withdraw from that account is going to be taxed. And unfortunately, the stretch is no longer available for her non-spouse beneficiaries, right, Nancy?
Well, but the stretch is better than it was originally.
Yeah, so, but we lost what it was. Well, so we, you know, I hate to give up the good stuff.
Well, okay, fine. But still, 10 years is still, you know, double what it was originally. So stretch provisions are lump sum or 10 years, and that's it, as opposed to a lifetime of the non-spousal beneficiary. But you still have choice.
Yep.
So.
All right.
That's nice.
All right. Another text question in 21232. I'm eligible for my partial pension at 55. Can I tap my 401k without the 10% penalty for distributing before 59 and a half? I want to say this is different than the.
Yeah, you can if you're not working anymore. If you're not at that employer, you can do that. You can take out between 55, 59 and a half without the 10% penalty.
Okay. And you got that even when we didn't have a 160 character.
I think
message.
I know what they're talking
and
about.
And that's only from the 401k, not from an IRA.
That's correct.
That's key, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Great.
But withdrawals from 401ks are taxed automatically at 20%.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you're not in a 20% tax bracket, you really have to weigh, you know, how much do you need to pull that money out prior to?
Well, but you do get it back if you've overpaid on the taxes.
Well, that's true. Yep. Yeah, if you don't mind lending it to the federal government tax or interest free for a whole year.
It's worth just looking into this Excel spreadsheet just to check it out.
That's what we do as planners.
Another text in here. I have an IA. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped one. I have 30K in my 401K and 17K in debt with a high debt to credit ratio. What's the pros and cons of taking a loan from the 401K to pay off that debt?
Well, the pro is that you're going to get rid of the interest on the high credit card. You're going to be paying yourself back. The bad part about that is that money is no longer working for you. But if you put a pencil to it, chances are it makes sense to pay off that high credit card debt. You got to be careful, though. If you leave that job before paying back the debt, it'll be subject to taxation and perhaps a penalty depending on what your age was.
And you have to have the discipline to not rack up the outside debt again
exactly.
once it's cleared.
Yep.
I'm constantly harping on people having cash on hand so you don't end up having to go to credit.
Okay.
All right.
So there we go. Enough. Another text question in here, 21232. I have an IRA with Fidelity. Can I deposit the 2% cash back from their credit card into my IRA? I am not employed.
I like people that are aggressive, but yeah, you have to have earned.
To make a qualified IRA contribution, you have to have earnings.
Or you have to be married to someone who has earnings.
Yes.
So if you're, if your spouse is employed, and depending on what your income limits are, you can put the money into an IRA or Roth or deductible or non-deductible IRA. And but you can't, if you're not working, you can't put the 2% cash back.
But if they can't deposit it into their IRA, deposit it into a checking or savings or money market and build up cash reserves.
Yep. Good idea. That's what we got. What do you think, Mr. Kyle?
Sorry, I was trying to get to...
I understand.
Get to everybody here. Tom in Orlando is
Tom,
up
good
next.
Good morning.
Hi, Tom.
1232.
Hey. My question is, I've got an S corporation, and I don't draw no paycheck or no profits out of it. And I'm about to retire this year. Is that going to go against my Social Security?
Well, let me understand what you've been doing. You had an S corporation that you've been using for years, and you never took a salary out of it?
That's right. Never have.
Never have. And you've never withdrawn any money from it?
No, sir.
So the money's just been accumulating in the account?
Yes. And on the profits, I pay tax on, you know, because I got to count as earned income.
So you have been counting it as earned income, but you've never taken a salary.
No, sir.
So let me back up. You have never made any cash withdrawals from the S corporation.
I pay myself $500 a month for a loan. You know, so I put $200,000 in,
okay.
And I've been paying myself back.
Okay.
And on the as a loan.
Got it.
To the company.
It. So that's the only money you've been taking out, and now you've got these.
Yes, sir.
And now you've got this accumulated cash that you've paid taxes on over all these years. And you want to know if it's going to go against your Social Security, or are you going to have to pay Social Security taxes on it?
Well, we'll go against it because I'm going to start drawing Social Security at 62, and I didn't know if I got to deduct some of it off my profits of an S corporation.
Are you talking about losing some of your Social Security because you're earning
yes.
money? Okay, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. No, because
okay.
not at the level that you're paying yourself, it's below the threshold.
And it's not W-2 income. But I would before I would pull that trigger, I would want you to talk to your CPA about that. But if,
okay.
But that's my feeling is that will not affect your ability to or your it will not impact your Social Security.
It won't
amount.
Reduce it. You right. won't have to pay
that's
back.
Correct. That's correct.
Oh, that sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All right. Tom, thanks so much.
What is it, $15,700?
I think it's $18,000 this year.
That you can make without having to pay back anything.
Yes.
If he's only paying himself $500 a month.
And it's a loan he's paying himself back.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Quick text question in here, 21232. How do you get out of a reverse mortgage if the person has dementia and can no longer be in the house?
Well, what's going to happen is that if the house, ultimately, if the when that person is no longer in that house for 6 months, in some cases a year, depending on the circumstances, that house will be sold and the mortgage will be paid off. When it's no longer your primary residence, then the first mortgage or the reverse mortgage company requires that they be paid back. And the way you pay that back is the home is sold, the mortgage is paid off, and then the remainder monies go to the beneficiaries. That's it.
That's it.
That's all.
Simple.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Simple enough.
Very straightforward.
All right. 844-220-0965 is the number to dial us up. You've got a question, just like Chuck in Kissimmee has. Chuck, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Hi, Chuck.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question.
Sure.
I have a home or townhouse in Virginia, and it's not rented right now, but I'd like to do what I've been reading about a 1031.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I do a 1031 on that and invest that money in Florida?
All you have to make sure of, Chuck, is that the property that you're going to transfer your gains to, you have to pre-identify before the transaction occurs.
All right. And would it be best to, could a realtor handle that, or should a real estate lawyer
you need to qualify, what's called a qualified intermediary. And this is not do-it-yourself time, Chuck.
You
can trip yourself up. And for our listeners that might not be familiar with this, what he's after is you've got gains in this property, and you want to defer the gains by identifying another property. And the interesting thing is it doesn't need to be the same kind of property. You can invest in raw land, office building, shopping center, whatever it might be. It has to be investment property, and you defer the gains. But it is not do-it-yourself time.
Gotcha. One other statement.
Chuck, let me ask one more question. How much gain are we talking about here?
Approximately $150,000.
All right. Okay. You're probably on the cusp of it making sense, but go ahead.
Okay. The other thing is that the IRAs, and I have 401 and traditional IRAs that I was planning on passing on to my family,
mm-hmm.
and now it's down to 10 years with the SECURE Act.
Yeah.
But, you know, the congressmen were good enough to protect themselves, and they got 2 more years. They've got 12 years.
The only thing I can say, Chuck, is decades from now when you pass away, who knows what the laws are going to be?
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, we can deal with now, but you're not leaving us now, so.
Well, it's kind of disheartening, though, to think that our founding fathers would protect themselves over the rest of the citizens.
Think about the Affordable Care Act and who has to comply with that and who doesn't.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
It's one of those things.
Thanks for your call, Chuck.
Which is what concerns me about the Roth law, tax laws changing in coming years. So.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
Well, Chuck, thanks so much for the phone call. If you want Chuck's line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. We're actually coming up on 3 big things you need to know. So it's your last chance to get your question answered, 844-220-0965. And, of course, there is somebody in the office today. I believe Chris Toadvine is there, right, Joe?
He is there. You can reach him right now at 1-800-EXECUTE, as if you're executing a financial plan, or 407-869-9800.
We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. Segments of On the Money with the Certified Financial Group is on the air right now, so let's get right back to our busy, busy phone lines before the latest news, weather, and traffic, because it's just 5 minutes away, and get to Mike in Orlando. Mike, you're on with
Mike.
Joe. Hi, Mike.
Mike. What's up?
Hey there. How are you all this morning?
What's up?
Yeah, I have a dilemma question, really, of annuity versus a lump sum. I'm going to be retiring in about 2 years.
Okay.
And I'll have approximately $200,000 coming to me.
Okay.
And I've heard the pros and cons of, you know, taking the lump sum or the annuity.
Okay.
Now, I can take the annuity, but if I should pass away, then it's gone completely.
Right.
It doesn't go to my wife.
Right.
Mike, wait a minute. Mike, hold it. Oftentimes you can set up that annuity for a survivor benefit. Of course, you're not going to get as much, but you can set it
Correct.
Up for a survivor benefit. Okay.
Right.
My leaning is generally towards lump sum because you have a little bit more control. If you decide that you don't initially want to pay yourself from it, then you have that choice. If you want to take a regular payment, you have that choice. Of course, the money has a stated beneficiary. But my question to you would be, have you had anybody run a retirement cash flow plan for you to see which might actually be better for you in the long run?
Yeah, they said the annuity is better, but I'm not really sold. I kind of agree with your perspectives.
Okay.
That take the lump sum and run because, I have more control over
right.
it. Whereas if I take the annuity,
mm-hmm.
then it's just gone after that. I mean, even if I take, for the spousal beneficiary at a reduced rate,
uh-huh.
and so I would rather have more control of my money. I've just heard the pros and cons, for both sides.
Mike, if you want a second opinion with a completely independent retirement cash flow plan done for you, give us a call. I'll be happy to do that for you.
All righty. I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Sure, okay, Mike. Thanks for the call.
I'm wondering if the opinion he got was from the issuing company.
That could be. The other thing you have to look at is what other assets that you might have. There's a lot to be said for guaranteed income.
Yeah.
And in some cases, taking that annuity, knowing the check is coming in every month, and depending on how good you are managing your money. The worst thing is you could do is take that lump sum of money and blow through it in 5 or 10 years, and then you don't have anything. So what you want to look at is not only what you have, what that's going to provide for you, but anything else that you might have. And you're 100% right. You have the control. The beauty of it is your money, and you can pass it on to your survivors. God forbid you're both killed in a car crash tomorrow. that money is there for your kids, your mm-hmm. grandkids.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there's
right.
pros and cons. Then you have to look at who's issuing the annuity. Is it coming from the company's own pension plan, which they have to manage and continue to earn profit on, or are they transferring the risk to an insurance company? And in that case, there's less risk that there'll be default. So there's a lot of variables that have to be looked at. There's something that Nancy and I and the 10 other certified financial planners deal with every day, day in and day out, for our clients. So if you have any questions on that, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. Financialgroup.com. As Nancy said, we offer a complimentary visit. You can come on by. We'll give you a cup of coffee, talk about what's on your mind, and tell you what we do as per certified financial planners, working with our clients for a fee, doing investment management and financial planning.
Let's see. Well, I got about 60 seconds left. Let's see if we can squeeze in Kevin and Rockledge.
Kevin, go ahead.
Kevin, what's up?
Talk fast.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing? Thanks
good.
For taking my call.
Sure.
Question about Roth 401ks.
Mm-hmm.
I've for many years I've done the traditional 401k,
mm-hmm.
and then 2 years ago I switched over to the Roth 401k.
Okay.
But when I go in and look at all my numbers, everything is all commingled. Like.
Oh.
It, and I know the IRS doesn't like commingling different types of types of accounts, but I go in. It says, "Yeah, your Roth now is worth you know $10,000
right.
now, and
right.
your other stuff is worth $50,000."
Right. Yeah.
But and of course, the matching contributions goes into the traditional side.
Okay.
But my contributions go into the Roth. My question is, what it, like the profits from that? How is it? Are they prorating it from when I started 2 years ago?
No. The Roth stands alone. Your pre-tax is a standalone account. Standalone.
So, yeah. like, my like right now, my investments that, you know, like, from my paycheck going in and into those accounts, and as the money grows, it's not just the cost base.